My children were raised, and now they suddenly rise. They started so long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the heroes and
good afternoon and good morning, good evening, good any time of day, because that's the reality that it's morning, day, morning, evening, day, noon and night, all at the same time. So happy living. Hello, hello. Good morning, Vietnam. No, I'm just kidding. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Times and Freeform Radio. This is your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And we're here for another round, another line, another natural, spiritual line of the the supernatural. Oh my God. Oh God. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you for being here on this fantastical day. Are you ready for your guidey? Are you guys ready for your guidey? Because I'm ready for my guidey. Where are we? I don't even know. I'm just floating on time and space. Space and time. Get it right. Get it tight. Get it right. So, hold on. So, as you know, today, I've had the music I'm going to be playing, basically, it is a conglomeration of the Smiley Smile, the Beach Boy album. You heard me play Heroes and Villains. And then the Kings of Nothing. Yes, that's right. I said it. Kings of Nothing. Poor Skoog, actually, has been in my dreams. His spirits talk to me a lot of times. And his spirit has been in my dreams. A lot. Twice the past 2 weeks. It's been It's been real. It's been awesome, actually. And his passing date is actually is June 8th, which would be Thursday. So spirit usually comes to me around the time they usually born or their passing date to confirm that it's them. And of course, lo and behold, he just wouldn't get out of my dreams until I played their music, until I played Kings and Nothings music. So actually, I was, you know, the dream that was going on basically was he had unreleased tracks, and when I went to, you know, but he was making this music in the spirit world. And I was about to, you know, get the songs. I was about to go download the songs from him in the dream. No, I'm not even joking. And then they showed me the Smiley Smile Beach Boy album. And I'm just like, what? They're like, yeah, play both of this. So I'm going to do a mix up. I'm going to do Smiley Smile and then I'm going to play Beach Boy songs. And I'm just going to be like, y'all just be in that energy, because I have a hunch, but it's going to make more sense after the show's over. I am telling you. Why they wanted me to play both of these albums, and I mean, it makes sense why tour is coming in, but why he wanted me to play the Beach Boys with the Kings of Nothings, very interesting. Maybe there's clues. You know, it's like, what if it's like one of those like da-da-dun, like magical detective shows, but it's not like dark, it's like light and fun and magical and carnival-like and like just light. I'm just thinking in terms of lightness. So are you ready? Oh my God, it's 6:08 and I promised you a guided meditation. Time flies and you're having fun. Step into my office, please. Okay, so can you step into my office? I love you, by the way. We're going into our guided meditation. So whatever you're doing, I'm actually taking my clothes off right now. Stripping in the studio. No, just kidding. It's really hot kind of in here, so I just took my sweater off. That's all. No showgirls happening here. Let's get centered. I definitely need this. Let's get grounded and centered right now in this moment. Yeah, just feel yourself breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. In and out. Feel the love of spirit surrounding us right now in this beautiful morning. Feel the love of spirit and how magnificent and gorgeous our lives are here on the earth plane. Let's imagine that our roots coming from our feet all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. Imagine roots coming all the way from our feet all the way down to the center of the core of the earth. Feel the love of God and feel the love of the infinite surround us as we play in the beautiful, magnificent air, as our vibration rises right now. You can feel your vibration rise. You can feel the beautiful splendor of butterflies surrounding you. You can be in outside air right now. Feel the warmth. Just feel how beautiful the warmth is. It's not necessarily the sun shining, but it's the warmth of the sun. Like the Beach Boys song, the warmth of the sun. And you can feel right now the weather outside. It's not very sunny, but it is very warm. There is a bit of an overcast, but we know within all the rain, all the overcast, the English beat weather, comes flowers, comes bloom, and comes growth, and comes sunshine after all that rain. So take and step into this moment of the gloomy days that we've had lately that aren't actually gloomy at all. You know, I've heard a lot of people recently come into the disappointment of the not-so-summery weather. But what you must understand is that we can be happy in all kinds of weather. Whether it's cold or hot when it's not supposed to be, we can have everything to benefit from the air and from God's love and from the sincerity of the blanket of Mother Earth. There is good, there's message, there is a beneficial answer to all of nature and all of the seasons. Just feel right now into your soul being cleared and connected. Feel right now to anything that doesn't serve us, anything that's not in our highest good, anything that we feel has been just hindering us, anxiety, anything that's kept us in a state of worry or not feeling being in our highest potential. Let's remove this. Now is the time that we rid ourselves of anything that is not higher in the God realm. We rid ourselves of anything that is not in the angelic realm. For right now, when we open to the angelic realm, we are lifted to the highest possible space we can be. Why are we lifted to the highest possible space that we can be? Because we're here with angels, we're here with spirit, we're here with the ascended masters. We resonate in ascension. And while we resonate in ascension, anything is possible. You have to understand that anything is possible as you get higher and as you're communicating with higher beings. They dwell in the space that is infinite possibility. They dwell in the space that is love everlasting. Feel the inspiration right now. Feel how wonderful it is to feel good and to just be. And as we move about, we walk around and we see all the beautiful creatures of the earth. But one creature that we notice that comes to our aid is the beautiful blue jay. That beautiful blue jay signifies a love, a friendship, a bond, a soulmate energy. And we are not specifically talking in romance per se, but we are talking about ourselves in our relationship with the world and the relationship with the universe, that love story that we're always having, an ongoing love story that we're always connected with. Even if whether we are with someone or have a partner, whether we don't, we are in a love story of magnificence and truth. We are in a love story with this beautiful energy and vibration that loves us so conditionally in our higher selves, comes in fruition, and our higher selves comes right now to this magnificent place called our higher self. We can feel the love surrounding us right now in this moment. Feel the love of spirit and feel the love of God surround you right now, as all is well and everything is complete. All is well and everything is complete. You are complete. You are whole. You are complete. You are whole. You are vibrant with so much plentitude and abundance. Feel Spirit and the love of God come to your aid and open you up to a new place of existence and a new place of being, a new place of well-being and hope and trust and love. Amen. Feel into the magic of your brilliance, your unique gifts, and your talents emerging right now. Feel all the wealth that is here for you, and feel all the abundance and how you're taken care of and everything you'll be taken care of with. Feel the romance of nature. The romance within you, the love story of you. You are the love story of your life. You are the love of your life. And you make this magic happen wherever you go. Amen. So when you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. I hope you're feeling calm, collected, relaxed, rejuvenated. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here with us. Thank you for giving us this love. Thank you for helping us feel this love right now. Thank you for this energy and this beautiful energy that surrounds us right now in this moment. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the magic. Amen. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Woo! Yes. Let's give a big woo! It's one of those days. It's just one of those days. You just got to channel it. You got to be here. You got to be still. Staying humble, staying grounded, and staying connected to the earth plane. Love you, love you, love you. So let's just get on with this playlist. I was going to play the first one, but King for a Day. Sounds like a good one. Okay, let's get it. Let's pick it up. Let's pick up the energy with the playlist of Kings of Nothing. And from the Beach Boys, Smiley Smile, you know, and just see what kind of unique magic is happening. Stay tuned with some spirit talks. We're going to just go in and feel the vibration, going to see what spirit wants me to channel here and there. And by the end of the show, we're going to do a channeling, a message of what spirit wants to bring. We're here till 8 p.m., 2 hours of Paranormal Playground Sounds. Can you believe this? 2 hours. 2 hours. It's amazing. It's amazing. Love you. Oh, when you walk down the street, everyone's eyes are always on you. Oh, when you jump off the bridge, you know that everyone has got a clue. Do you ever start to feel responsible for the actions that others do? You thought you wanted the crown, you can't let it down. Won't you take a good look around? All alone. When I show no mercy, always keep my head up high. I wanna get out of line, give them a good one right here. Do you ever start to feel responsible for the actions that you do? You touch a lot of the crown, you can't let it down. Won't you take a good look around? You're just a king for a day. Yeah.
all alone.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Jack, don't come back.
not so fast.
This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Greetings, dear. Hello, hello. Random positivity, random spurts of positivity. You are about to become rich and successful. Be ready. You will receive an insane amount of money that you didn't expect to receive by the end of the month. The universe has chosen you to be wealthy so that you can help others with your wealth. Give thanks for unknown blessings already on their way. Ooh-hoo. Before this weekend, there will be a massive positive shift in your life. Life. I accept to be rich. I am ready to become rich. I am a millionaire. Blessings are coming. I earn tremendous amounts of money doing exactly what I love. Whew. The first thing you will receive tomorrow morning is a miracle. Relax. Everything is running right on schedule. The universe, by the way, I am reading quotes from The Secret private Facebook group or public, I don't know. Within the next 48 hours, you are going to receive life-changing positive news. The universe is sending you a partner who will spoil you with respect, loyalty, honesty, affection, and unconditional love. Angels are working for you. God is about to bless you back. Abundance is calling you. Will you accept the call? Trust the universe. The wait is over. Something amazing is coming for you. Raise your vibration and let it flow, flow. Your blessings are on the way, way, way. Okay, I think we had enough of that. Just kidding. We never had enough of that. That feel good? Yeah, I'm just gonna brainwash you and put good things into your mind. Do you mind? Do you mind? Oh, universe, universe, oh. Stepping into our power, stepping into so much love and gratitude. I hope you're enjoying the tunes, and I hope you're enjoying the vibe, and, you know, just basically the quirkiness of the energy of the music I'm feeling, and just everything that the universe has to offer, and just feeling angels touch and angels feel and angels sound and the harmony that is coming in and loving us so deeply, so passionate, and so grand. You are so beautiful. All of you listening in, all of you who listen in every week to get this energy, thank you so much. You know, it's very important for us to look at the signs of spirit. Today I was driving and this guy was kind of like waving. He was like directing traffic, but it looked like he was telling me to. At first I thought he was telling me to stop or like something weird, like I did something wrong. But then for a moment he just stopped and then he gave me a thumbs up and I was like, okay. I was like, that's the universe using people to reveal themselves as the universe to show you that you were on the right track and that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and staying in that vibe. So understand that the universe is always going to be using people to express itself as the universe to you to present itself. So why would we worry about who's our close friends or family supporting us? Sometimes you have to understand they're trying to get by just supporting themselves, and I'm not talking about financial. I'm talking about when you want that validation and to know that you're doing a good job and to know that your efforts are working and you're just not getting it and you're feeling like you're not getting that support. That's why spirituality is so important, because we can live validating ourselves through the universe and through spirit. And we no longer are waiting for the okay from other people. We're no longer waiting for the okay of the people we believe are supposed to give us the okay. It's not always going to work that way. It's really not. You know, people we thought are supposed to be our friends, or thought are supposed to have our back, supposed to have our best interests, supposed to. They're supposed to be doing this because they know us, or they're near us, or because they have the same skin color or the same ethnic backgrounds, you know, things that are silly like that. That just doesn't exist. What exists is strangers and the universe using strangers to demonstrate itself as confirmation of the help that is coming. So let's lift up all those expectations. When we lift up those expectations for people and what they should and shouldn't be doing, we really free so much of ourselves from heartache, pain, suffering. And to be able to know that our truth is coming from our truth, and we may be mocked. We may get, you know, crucified for it, laughed at, angered, feared, whatever it is, we know that we are saying it with conviction. Even if maybe later on we change our minds and we grow, we know at the time we felt like it was the right thing to do and say and be. And so make sure you stay there, staying in that place where you can communicate what you believe in your heart. Because those are the ladders. Those truth that comes out of you, that expression that comes out of you, are nothing more than ladders to the next realm, to the next dimension, to the next phase in your life. And then guess what? One day sometimes you won't need those beliefs, but they helped you at the time that you needed it. to believe that, to speak that truth helped you at that time, right there. Maybe you grew from it. Maybe it's still within you. But there's so many different kinds of truths that orchestrate who we are. The one truth, though, that never fades and never ends and never changes is the spiritual being. Not the spiritual knowledge of knowing. Not the, you know, that knowledge and that wisdom of a written message that is the end-all be-all. That place that's never changing, that's the presence, that's love, that is angelic. See, that is love. Love is never changing. And we can find the language of love in everything. Love is the only thing in the universe that, you know, if you think about it, it's the one thing that we can all have and we all can have in common. We all can share. It's a common language. Love is a universal language. Let's dive into that. What is the one thing we can all speak? What is the one thing we can all relate to? What is the one thing we'll all benefit from? What is the one thing that you can never, ever misuse or ever say too much or never have too much? That's never going to be enough. I mean, that's never going to be a limit. Love. So let's be in that moment of love. This is love right here. This is love playing with the infinite spirit. This is love having fun and being free and feeling good. We are here in the infinite realm. We're always here. We're out here in the infinite. In the infinite love of God. Thank you for being here on this Tuesday and listening. We have some more fun, quirky music from the Beach Boys and the Kings of Nothing. Let's see what's next. We had Heroes and Villains, Vegetables, Fall Breaks Back Winter, Woodpecker Symphony. You know, it's so funny. I had a friend one time who listened to this album, was like, this is like one of the most punk rock albums I've ever heard. Actually. And I'm understanding more and more why they wanted me to play these two albums, because Kings of Nothing, they're very, you know, rockabilly, but at the same, you know, they have that 50s, it's 50s, you know, rock and roll. It's 50s rock and roll, you know, but it's also punk. It's also punk. It's also got rhythm and blues. It's also got, it's a mixture of so much, but it has a very unique, distinct sound that you can't deny. I mean, you can listen to it and be like, of course, there's a 50s theme here, but it is very distinct. And that's what this album is, Smiley Smile. It both has this very beautiful undertone of punk rock going on. So let's celebrate music, because it's showing us, Smiley Smile showing us, that punk rock is not just one form of, you know, of rock that you're used to hearing. This is a form of punk rock. This Smiley Smile album, Beach Boys, was definitely that. Oh, kiss it. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Spirit, and thank you to all my Beach Boy angels. Mm. Beach Boy, brother. I said, So let's get to it. So next one is the Woody Woodpecker Symphony. and actually it's funny. They have a song on here called the Vegetables that you heard. I had a dream last night about Brussels sprouts, and like Spirit wanted me to eat more Brussels sprouts. I'm like, I don't really like Brussels sprouts, but they're really actually good. Those appetizers, they're caramelized. And the Brussels sprouts that, and you put, and you can fry them, and then you put barbecue sauce on them, they're actually really good. And then I'm like, wait a minute, actually I do like it. So that's it. So we gotta follow the signs, we gotta follow the information. I know it seems goofy and it seems like, what are you talking about? Just eat Brussels sprouts and everything's okay. But then we realize afterwards the benefits. I know there's so much information and sometimes it does get overwhelming. But you're asking, so they're giving, so receive. Basically, end of story. End of it. Anyways, let's get on with it. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin. I'm the boss of Medium. We are here till 8 p.m. What am I, Rain Man tonight? Rain Man tonight. Dustin Hoffman. Remember to tune in on Sundays, 1 p.m. for some Sunday service. Cornbread, butter beans, and you across the table. Eating beans and making love as long as I'm able. Oh, wow. I'm in a wacky vibration right now, and it's good. I'm not complaining. It's this music. It's doing it. Okay, I'm going to do the sprinkler dance right now. If you could just see what I'm doing in the studio, you'd want to break out a dance too. Sprinkler dance. Ooh. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Ooh-ah-hoo. Anyways, love you to the moon back.
What have you got to I only had a little.
If I only had a little.
In Hawaii.
I love the colorful clothes she wears, and
and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the
91.5 FM, WMFM Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. You are here for Paranormal Playground Sound.